at West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm here with Dr. Ali Rezai, the director of the Rockefeller Neuroscience Institute at West Virginia University. Dr. Rezai, you and your team recently performed the first in the world, really a pioneering procedure dealing with Alzheimer's. It's part of a trial study. Tell me a little bit about this procedure and why you're so encouraged by it.
We were fortunate enough at West Virginia University, Rockefeller Neuroscience Institute, to be the first team in the world to do the study in an early Alzheimer's patient. Judy is 61 years old. She's had Alzheimer's for several years. That's impacting her, her family, friends, and life. But what's important is now we have a new opportunity to open up the blood-brain barrier for the first time, and this has been a challenge in medicine and in neurosciences. And now we can have new opportunities and exploring different ways to treat brain disorders like Alzheimer's or brain tumors or other conditions.
This is really just one of the initiatives that the Rockefeller Neuroscience Institute is undertaking. It's part of a very broad spectrum of initiatives that are underway, right?
Besides Alzheimer's and dementia, we're looking at addiction of all types, and specifically opioid addictions. We're looking at new technologies using brain implants and other monitoring technologies to predict and detect addictive behavior and treat opioid addictions. And we're looking at chronic pain. Big public health issues that we have a team developed that's trying to help detect it better, manage it better, provide new treatment options, and hopefully prevent ways to cure or prevent these conditions.
Dr. Rezai, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. I know that additional patients are being sought as these trials move forward. In the event that you or a family member might be eligible, call 304-293-5150, or you can email wvurni@hsc.wvu.edu.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.